the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Well, hello, everybody.
Welcome to the podcast. Short week, which means this is only going to be about, what, 3 or 4 minutes long?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's the podcast where we get the best of the week.
Yeah.
And with only 3 days to choose
from. There was one thing that was decent. The rest of it,
Yeah, pretty much. Now, you'll follow our journey in attempting to win the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize. We're putting something together. You'll hear more about it in the show, but it's a bit of fun.
While you're listening to this, Ellie might be camping. She's camping this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
You're nervous about it, aren't you? Like, it's not really something that you love.
Do you know what the part I'm nervous about is? I feel like I'm getting sick. Like, I've got the, like, the back of the sinuses feeling.
What are you going to do to kick it tonight? You have to.
Well, this morning I've already downed 2 Armour Force and 2 Vitamin D's.
Yes.
Yesterday I had a ginger juice.
Take some with you.
Yeah, I've packed them.
Oh, good.
Yep. Yep. So that's my biggest fear, is that I'm going to get worse.
You're going to be camping with all the gals. You're the drug dealer in the group.
Absolutely. I've got my Lem Sips. I've got my electrolytes.
Kids, you want to try some Lem Sip?
But yeah, imagine that. Like, I wake up and feel crap,
and
then I know I've got another night of camping.
I went to the Noosa Everglades, and where you have to kayak up the river to the campsites there. I did that when I was super unwell. Woke up the day before, really sick, and the boys were like, nah, just come with anyway. It was pre-COVID, so people didn't care hanging out if you were sick.
Yeah.
And I came along, had the best time.
Oh, good.
The adrenaline of kayaking and camping and all of that sort of stuff, just my body went, no time to be sick.
Yeah.
Let's just get on with it.
Yeah.
So I think you might kick it.
I'll pull through.
Yeah.
She'll be right. She'll be right. I'm tough, man.
She'll be right, mate.
I can camp with the best of them.
I bet you take Monday off.
Do you think this is me planting the seed? It's not. Do you know what?
No.
I've been feeling this cold coming on since Sunday, and I deliberately haven't said anything because I knew that you and everyone else around the office would be like, oh, Ellie's planting the seed to get sick again.
I don't think you're planting the seed. I do think that you will get sick. Come home early from camping.
Yeah.
Still be sick.
Yeah.
I think camping's probably the worst thing for you to do.
I know.
So
but
I don't
now
think
I've
you're
committed.
Making it to
I can't pull out.
You could.
I can't.
Yeah, you can.
There's a lot hinging on me going.
What's hinging on you going?
So if I don't go, then Heidi has to drive up by herself. And she's already said she doesn't want to do that. So then she'll pull out.
No, give another. Why don't any other girl go with Heidi?
Because no one can.
Why not?
Because everyone's already said no for other reasons. I know.
Girls.
I was lying in bed last night with a sore throat thinking, I've backed myself in a corner here.
If you don't go, Heidi doesn't go, and then Amy's will pull out.
And they've cooked food for all 4 of us.
I couldn't date you. I really couldn't.
Why?
It's too much.
Because I'm considerate of other people's feelings.
Too much drama and friends and Heidi this and
it's tough having too many friends. Someone's got to do it, though. Anyway.
Enjoy the podcast, you filthy animals.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Long weekend was phenomenal.
Stop trying to play it off. I want to know what went wrong. You've got written
had
down here, cooking
time.
Disasters.
Had all my partner's family round for lunch.
545-11919, Sunny Coast. Skip the fluff that Ellie's going to add to this story. What's your cooking disaster?
Okay.
We got a $50 FPOS gift card up for grabs.
Who says it was a disaster?
No. Now take it away. Do like the recipes when you go online and the first 45 minutes is just talking about the auntie.
So I woke up in the morning and I thought Easter's in the air and I thought I'm going to go downstairs and cook my... That's how they all start.
I know.
So annoying.
It's so annoying. You just got to scroll.
Yes. Jump to recipe. The ones that have that, I really appreciate. Was hosting
Easter
lunch.
Can we skip to recipe as well here?
No, because you need a bit of background. I'm not a great cook. Like,
yeah.
And I don't often host people for meals.
You
so
bring
when
lunches
I do,
in every day at work, but it's always grey, bland turkey rice.
Yeah.
And not even the fun parts of the broccoli. You've got the stalk, like the real thick part.
It's good for you. It's got lots of iron. Anyway, I do like to go above and beyond when I do decide to have people over. So that's what I did. I was trawling through recipes and I found one, Vidalia onion roast pork loin.
Okay.
I found.
Yeah.
And I thought, I've never roasted a pork before.
No.
So I'm going to do that.
Yeah, have you got much loin experience?
I've not got loin experience.
Okay.
So that's the method. I'm showing you a picture. Roasted sweet Vidalia pork
looks
loin.
Looks beautiful.
Doesn't it? It's got a
have
nice
you got a picture of yours?
No. It was not photograph worthy. Okay. So I went out and bought the Vidalias, which turns out I don't think we have Vidalias.
No.
It's a type of onion, like a sweet onion. Oh,
could you imagine the tariffs on those when we imported them in?
Right. And then I chose the pork, but there's so many different types of pork cuts.
Yeah.
So I just grabbed one that looked fleshy. It's not a pork loin. Spoiler alert, but that wasn't the part that was disastrous. So I cook it right, and part of the recipe for the sauce was add apple cider. And I thought, apple cider?
Oh, no, you're going to open a Summersbee's or something.
No. Apple cider? That's surely the same as apple cider vinegar. It is not the same. The vinegar, very tangy.
Very tangy. Oh, incredibly so.
The cider, nice and sweet, you know, not an offensive taste.
Yeah.
So I poured half a cup of apple cider vinegar into the Vidalia onion mix. And all of a sudden, this overwhelming stench just fills the kitchen. My partner walks in, he's like, oh, babe, what's that? Oh, what's
it's
off?
Just the something's apple cider off. Vinegar, guys.
Yeah, I said, I just put the, he goes, babe, it's not apple cider vinegar. He's supposed to use apple cider. So anyway, this is just before everyone arrives. So I was like, I've got no backup.
Yeah, and it's a public holiday. Everything's closed.
Yes, yes. So I had to put the apple cider vinegar thing in a mug. And I was like,
it's good for gut health.
Hey, guys, exactly. They're all really fitspo. Yeah. So I was like, you know what?
This is great.
Guys, it's really good for, you know, totally. Detox and stuff. Fair to say, one person tried it.
You didn't even try
it. Oh, I had a bit.
Oh, good.
I had to. I had to lead by example.
Yeah. Your partner, no.
No. No. Absolutely not. Yeah. No. She was tangy. That's all I got to say. She
was it edible?
Tangy. It was edible.
Yeah.
It was just really strong. You know how when you have like vinegar and your eyes water
apple cider
a bit?
Vinegar is tough to get through. Just a little
yeah.
sip.
Yeah. So your eyes watered a bit when you ate. But that's okay. That happens with most people's food, right?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody likes their eyes watering when they're eating your food.
I don't know why I bother.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Cooking is tough.
Cooking is tough. I made a cob loaf, though, so that was good.
That's all right.
That saved me.
Was no eye-watering cob loaf.
No apple cider vinegar.
Don't like cooking.
You don't like cooking?
I just can't multitask. I think that's what it is. I'll burn a steak, even if I'm just doing like veg here and steak there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be in two places at once. I don't know how people do it. I just don't enjoy it. I think that's, people have said, if you don't enjoy it, you're going to have a hard time.
Yeah, that's fair. I just go with the she'll be right mentality a lot in my cooking. You know, like, oh yeah, that'll do.
That'll
and that's what
do.
I did on the weekend when I hosted lunch, Easter lunch at my place. Cooked a pork dish that had an apple cider sauce, substituted the apple cider for apple cider vinegar, and it was not good. No. It's not as bad as the time, though.
Apple cider vinegar couldn't go into any meal, really.
Oh, maybe it's like a slow cooker.
It's tough.
It's quite good.
It's just so strong.
You don't use half a cup to three quarters of a cup, which is what I used in the sauce. There was a time when I lived in the share house and I had to cook for my housemates once a week.
Yeah.
And I made a chickpea stew.
Yeah.
But turns out with chickpeas, unless they come in a can, you're supposed to soak them for like a day first.
Oh, so they're still like hard.
Yeah. And apparently they could be like a bit poisonous if you haven't soaked them. So my housemate, who was a nutritionist, was like, hey, just quick question before we start.
She'll be right, mate. This is my mentality in the kitchen.
It's fine. So we want to know your cooking disaster stories.
Eat up, friends. I like your TV that you've got over there.
I always thought there was too many people on this lease. Nikki and Calandra, have you had a cooking disaster?
Yeah, it was actually my hubby that did this. It said to add 2 cups of stock, and we had the stock powder, but he didn't want to, you know, that you add to the water to make up the stock.
Oh no.
So instead of like using half a teaspoon to 2 litres of water,
need
to use 2 cups of stock powder.
This makes me feel so much better about myself.
It's like a protein powder that you're putting into a shake or something.
Was it just...
It was an edible. We tried because it was like looked beautiful and we'd spent a bit of money on the ingredients, but we just couldn't do it.
Would have been so salty, yeah?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the sodium content in that meal would be through the roof.
To be fair, the recipe went 2 cups of this, 2 cups of that. You know what I mean? That would have made sense. 2 cups of the stock. So you're just not thinking. You're going, that's the stock in.
I I agree.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not, is it as bad? Okay, let's team. Nikki, you're involved in this. What's worse? The 2 cups of stock powder or substituting apple cider for apple cider vinegar?
That.
Outside of
it. It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Last week we were talking around the building. What do you think about walking first dates? A first date that's maybe get a coffee, go for a walk.
Love it.
It's got. Let's go through the pros of it. Pros are you're not looking at each other, so you're not sitting across, you know, a table. You're not trying to eat and, you know, try and look good while also trying to lose all of the bits of your burger and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You can kind of just walk, chat about what's going on.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Good.
As well?
Very cheap.
Yeah, love that.
Well,
I did go on a date with a guy once, though, on a walking date, and he was really boring. So I was like, God.
Yeah, but that's better than sharing a meal with Mr. Boring.
Yeah, true. Oh, we went on a second date, actually.
Well, there's a 27-year-old who has organised a first date in the Glasshouse Mountains over the weekend.
Beautiful.
Have you heard of this?
Although, which Glasshouse Mountain are we talking about?
I think it was Mount Biwa that he's done.
Okay, yeah, go on.
So he's 27. Unfortunately, they've got to the sort of free climbing part of Mount Biwa and he's fallen 30 metres down the side of a cliff.
Oh, that's not
first date. It's just, I mean, that's another level of head over heels, isn't it?
No.
For the state.
That's, they will absolutely, if they end up getting married, that's in the vows.
Oh, totally.
I fell for you the moment I saw you.
So it sparked a major emergency rescue, which all unfolded in front of the girl that he was trying to win over. People saw it happen. They were able to administer first aid. So the emergency services eventually got there. He's recovering in hospital. She's there next to him. And she helped the emergency services, like, get to him.
That's a good relationship
test. Crazy, right?
You know, like, you know how when you first go on a date, you're sussing out the other person.
You hardly know them. You don't even know their mobile or, like, where they live.
Yeah.
A last name.
But good to see how they respond in a crisis.
Oh, yeah. He's really gone. I wonder how she'll respond with this.
Absolutely. If she's going to be a life partner, you got to know this stuff.
But, yeah, 30-metre fall. He's done well to survive it. He's recovering in hospital. Nothing that I can find says whether he'll get a second date out of it.
We need to track them down and find out. Ask them live on air.
Oh, go to his hospital bed.
We'll bring him flowers. We'll give him a get well soon bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those balloons, a couple of those balloons.
Yeah.
And then go live on the radio and confess your love.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great radio. I'd listen.
Caitlin from Your Monday, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, Ellie's just sneezing
I'm so
in the background
I just had
there.
To sneeze.
That's all right.
You.
Hey, Caitlin, when did trying to impress somebody go a bit astray?
It wasn't me. It was my husband's best friend. On a drunken night out, he tried to use the pickup line from across the street to some beautiful girls. Hey, do you want a bite of my sausage roll?
Oh.
But the funny part about it is he ended up going on a date with that same girl a week later. As we're picking him up from the date, she looks at the car, looks back at him, looks back at the car, looks back at him, and goes, did you yell at me last week? Do you want a bite of my sausage roll? It was the funniest thing. He's trying to backpedal. He's trying to say, nah, it was his brother. Or, no, there's someone that looks like him. No one believed it for a second. But they dated for a year and a half.
Oh, got the second date.
The sausage roll probably saw some action as well.
Okay.
545-11.
I mean, to be fair, if a guy legitimately had a sausage roll and was offering me a bite, I would have a bite. I love a sausage roll.
He was legitimately like, you look hungry. Do you want a bite of sausage roll?
Yeah. Yeah. If there's no double entendre, I'm keen.
I think there's a triple entendre with that one.
Krista in Watala, have you got a story about somebody trying to impress somebody?
Yeah, it was me trying to impress somebody.
Oh, it's a tough thing to do. All right, Krista, set the scene for us. What happened?
Okay, year 12. We went ice skating in Canberra. Thought I was pretty good.
Oh, no.
Started chatting up a boy. Turns out that he did ice hockey for Canberra, for his team, and was really, really good. Anyway, I ended up losing skin off my hands and my elbows.
What, did you, like, try and have a shoot-off with him or something?
Oh, no, I was trying to skate backwards and, you know, do spins, and I kept falling over and sliding on ice. Takes your skin with it.
And did it work? Was he impressed? Or?
Oh, I got his phone number.
Wow.
He did laugh, though, a lot of the time.
Well, see, there you go.
I think you've done all right to get a phone number out of that, Krista.
Yeah.
I mean, even though all he did was type that in and then put it on his block list going forward.
Did you call the phone number?
I did, and his mum answered.
Oh, bless. Oh, I remember those.
Those were the days.
He wasn't home.
That's a shame. And you had the grazes on your hands and nothing to show for it.
I know.
Oh, well, you know what? He's probably, it's his loss, Krista. Yeah. I think a woman who's going to put herself out like that is a keeper.
That's it.
There's a show in Canberra, actually a radio show right now doing a very similar topic. And he's gone, back in grade 12, there was this lunatic, right? Grade 12.
Some crazy girl.
I was an ice skater. Everybody else could ice skate down there. And she came up and she was like talking the talk, trying to ice skate backwards. I don't know. She went to the hospital or something. I gave her like my mum's number.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You may not have heard our show as consistently as normal over the past couple of weeks with school holidays happening. You might be driving home from school now. You're back in routine again. Well, have you missed a couple of weeks of the show, Sunny Coast?
You have indeed. Well, a lot's happened.
We've got a goal for the year, firstly. We need to start with the big and the why, which is we're going to buy a show rickshaw.
Yeah. We want to be able to give people rickshaw rides around the place because I don't see anyone getting around by rickshaw on the Sunshine Coast.
Zero rickshaws.
It's an untapped market.
Yeah, I think so too.
We could turn into a business, Tassie.
I know. We're always looking for extra money on this show.
We are.
Because we do not get paid very much. So, we need to fund the rickshaw. How are we going to do that?
We have discovered that the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize is currently accepting submissions of artwork. First prize, 25 G's, baby.
Thank you very much. That'll buy a whole fleet of rickshaws taking over the Sunny Coast.
We have decided we're going to enter the art competition, the art prize. We spoke to the director of the Caloundra Regional Gallery the other day and asked her thoughts on us entering.
The bar is up there, guys. I don't know if your skill base is up to it.
Would all the 400 entrants classify themselves as artists? Because that could be where we're falling behind a little bit. We've never really picked up a paintbrush before.
Most of them are pretty proficient at their career and they would call themselves professional artists.
So that's letting us down at the moment, Taz, because we are not professional artists.
We're not professionals at anything at this point. But we put together a bit of an idea because of Bree's submission last week. Have a listen.
Yeah, we asked what should we paint or what should we draw? What artwork should we submit? And she said this.
Look, I think you guys should just rig it and just do the most Sunny Coast things that you can think of. Like the big pineapple, just anything Sunny Coast and put it in there.
Oh, like so a big old montage.
It's like a class photo of 2025.
So we're on. We've got our idea, Tassie.
We sure do. I've been working on Canva all day, putting an invitation together to icons of the Sunny Coast. Can I have a listen to this, right? A celebration of the legends, leaders and local icons who make our region shine. Come be a part of a special photo shoot capturing the faces of the Sunshine Coast that define who we are.
Whoa.
If that's
good job,
not
AI.
Winning over the... Thank you.
You didn't write that.
Of course not. That's going to win over the Sunshine Coast icons, though.
Well,
come
better.
On.
The problem is we don't have a list of people to send it to. And that's where you come in, Sunny Coast. We need you to call us right now. Yep. 545-11919. And give us a name or multiple names of people that you should you think should be in our class of 2025 Sunshine Coast photo.
Yeah, we get all the icons together. We take one photo of it. But who needs to be in that photo?
Yeah, I know. Think of a celebrity, a well-known person, even just someone in your suburb who you think is well-known enough to represent the Sunshine Coast in our award-winning, soon-to-be award-winning piece of art. Alfie, who works in our office, has just come in. Hello, Alfie.
Hello. How are we?
Well, thank you. Who do you think we should include in our class photo?
Look, I think there is nothing more Australian, let alone Sunshine Coast specifically, than lifesavers. I mean, they're everywhere. The most iconic parts of our lovely part of the world are our beaches, and there's you see them heroically standing up in their towers, watching over us like protective hawks.
Very true. Shout out to all the lifeguards from the weekend as well. I actually got told off by one at one stage because I'd floated out of the flags.
Did they have to use the megaphone?
They blew the whistle at me. You're out of the flag.
Can the cute blonde over there stop taking selfies, please? You're in the middle of a rip.
I was like, this is a nice quiet part of the beach. Rod, who do you reckon we need to include in our photo?
I reckon the Sunshine Coast Chapel Watch, the guys that take care of all the drunk people down on Ocean Street.
Oh, yes. How often are they out there on Ocean Street, Rod?
We are out there from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning, every Saturday and Sunday, and they've even been out there over the public holidays. I haven't, but the crew's been out there and the team.
Wow.
So hats off to the team.
Those are the sort of the hours that Ellie pulls at Ocean Street as well.
Yeah, I am just the probably more the clientele of,
yes.
rather than the worker.
That's a great shout, Rod. Thank you so much for the submission.
All right, see you, legends.
Thanks, Rod. God, what absolute legends they are. We'll go to Catherine in Nambour. Hello.
Hello, how are you both today?
We're good, Catherine. Well, thank you.
Now, we're putting together this photo of the sunny coast. Who needs to be in it?
I reckon you really got to have the local mayor, Miss Rosanna Natoli.
Oh, we do. Mm. We do. Do you reckon Rosanna will take our call? Because we did call her a lot during Cyclone Alfred. Do you reckon she's blacklisted us, Tassie? Oh, we good.
She might have, like, get a little bit of PTSD, a little bit of Alfred PTSD when we call her. Because I was calling her at, like, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
We were doing 24 hours a day.
We've got her personal number.
Yeah, she was trying to sleep when I was calling her.
Yeah.
You've got her number too, Catherine.
I've got a few connections with her, so, yeah, I reckon if we just keep getting her on socials and tagging her, I think we'll do just fine.
Yeah, Tassie, do we start knocking on all the Polly's doors and just ask all of them to come?
Flip the tables on them. We start knocking on their
office.
Doors.
But then we'll have a new government, the federal ones. We'll have a new government potentially in 2 weeks, so that's really going to ruin things.
Yes, maybe.
Yes.
All right, Catherine.
Thanks, Catherine.
Great submission. Thank you.
Couple of others coming through the socials as well. We need to get some animals. Local wildlife,
true.
I say maybe the Wildlife HQ guys can bring in what they've got.
Bits and pieces. Can we get a bat?
We can get a bat.
I feel like the bats are very Sunshine Coast, aren't they? The bin chickens?
Okay, all right. Okay, you can get a bin
chicken. A crocodile.
We need a crocodile.
Okay. We don't have crocodiles here, though, apart from at the zoos. Oh, I'm overwhelmed.
What about a koala?
Yeah, cute. Love
okay, there we go.
A cane toad.
All right.
Hey, we'll keep building this photo. We need your help, though. Keep the submissions coming through on our socials, Sunny Coast.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, Tassie, you know how for as long as I've been on this radio show, I've been bringing inventions to the show, and you have also had a couple of inventions in your time.
You're an out-of-the-box thinker. We did have a shark from Shark Tank
on
the show about 2 or 3 months ago.
Yes.
An official billionaire was on this show. I know, shock horror, Sunny Coast.
And he loved my idea, right?
He liked...
For Listerine for dogs.
And he didn't like mine, which was the... It's not a sushi train, but it's a pie train.
Yeah.
For little miniature pies.
Yeah. Well,
I still think is a great idea.
We could have... Our next chance at having our inventions become global, Tassie.
Yeah.
Because I've just been reading that the Sunshine Coast's flagship entrepreneur festival is coming, Forward Fest 25, May 7th to 9th, right? So a couple of weeks' time.
Yep.
It brings together entrepreneurs. Investors. We might need some of them. Policymakers. Creatives.
Well, that's us.
And corporates. No. I'm wearing my business shirt today.
You are. It's like a power suit.
Yeah, and I took a notepad to a meeting earlier. So
didn't use it.
Tick, tick, corporate. So I thought we could maybe go along to this festival.
Yeah.
Goes over 3 days. Venue 114.
Great.
Altitude 9. Pier 33. There's venues everywhere.
Yep.
And pitch a few of the inventions. I've got a list that I've had over the last few years.
You've got a list of Ellie inventions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Where do you want me to start? The Innovation Showcase is what it's called, right?
Yeah.
And you go and you pitch your ideas.
Here we go.
Hopefully, I'm guessing it's like a Shark Tank. So
welcome to the stage, CFM's Ellie and Taz. Actually, no, it's no me, is it? Because you're not going to include me.
If you want.
Classic Ellie.
You can be. Well, look, I've put Ellie Cheney Investigations, which is my business, on there.
Yeah.
So you're my intern for that.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
So we could use a bit of funding for more investigative work. Listerine for dogs, already mentioned. Sponge coasters, which are coasters that really sponge up.
Didn't I come up with that?
No, you came up with the sunny coasters.
Oh, yeah.
Boring.
No, I like that idea.
Car Robovax. So you get a little robo-vac. Mm. It cleans your car for you.
Great.
Tick, tick.
Yep.
What about a shower beanbag for those who like to sit in the shower but have a sore coccyx from time to time?
No, I think shower sitting is wrong. Should not be allowed.
What if you're on a shower beanbag, though?
No,
just
that's...
Just leaning up against the wall.
That's just lazy water use.
No. It's better than a bath.
How does the beanbag dewater itself, or is it going to sit there and get mouldy in the corner?
No, it's got our patented anti-mould technology that we created.
Your sandwiches from lunch today needed a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You had mouldy bread on your sandwiches. Okay. You're so gross.
So what do you reckon? Do you reckon I could go along to Ford Fest 25?
I think we need to go along anyway.
Yeah.
Take that notepad that you took to the meeting today and didn't use.
Yeah.
We start to steal people's ideas. What do you think?
And then employ Ellie Chaney.
Oh, like the look of this.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Thank you very much. Oh, what is that? Oh, it's an AI. Oh, yeah. AI-inspired wardrobe app.
Right. Then you double down because then the ideas have been stolen. Who needs to solve the crime of the theft? Ellie Chaney Investigations.
We make our own supply and demand.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Exciting news over in the US. Scientists have discovered a never-before-seen colour. A vivid green-blue hue that they've named it the worst name in the world. It's a terrible name for a colour. I don't know what I would prefer to name it. You're good with names.
Mm.
Start thinking of what you would name this sort of colour.
Oh, it's like a mint.
It's literally
a mint. That's not a new colour.
That's not a new colour, no, and they can't show us the new colour. So the only way you can perceive it is having laser pulses fired into your eye.
Oh, well, then it's not a... Sorry, science. It's not a new colour then.
It is. What if it's a... Yeah, what if we fired some lasers into your eyes and you saw something new that you'd never seen before? So the colour was perceived during an experiment in which laser pulses fired into the eyes of participants, selectively stimulating certain cells in ways that don't occur naturally. Crazy. I don't know who's gone. Yeah, I'm up for that. That sounds fun. Yeah, $400 or whatever it was for them.
Pump a laser into my eye.
And a handful have been able to see a new colour.
How do they know it's a new colour? Like, I've got Microsoft Paint, surely that's got all the colours of the rainbow in there.
It's got all the colours of the rainbow, but this colour is not in
It's not in the rainbow. Yellow, red, orange, yellow, indigo, violet. What is it?
Oh, my gosh. Are you all right?
Rabiv. Red?
Roy Jibiv. Yeah.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Well done. Proud of you. But you have to now add the new colour.
Olo, that's O-L-O. What they're calling it.
O-L-O, the new colour's called Olo.
Sounds like a laundry detergent.
That's Omo.
Oh, that's right.
It's Ellie and Taz.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
The Sunny Coast Twins, the Twinnies, as they're better known as, have gone viral over the last few days, not for the first time. These ladies have been going viral for years now.
And they're some of the nicest Sunny Coasters, and they're doing so much amazing good work as well because they are the legends behind the Twinnies Pelican and Seabird Rescue down towards Landsborough.
Absolutely. Bridget and Paula, you may know them. You may have seen them around the place because, like we said, they're locals. But they were on the project last night after they gave an eyewitness account earlier in the week, and now they've skyrocketed to fame once again. But they were on the project because the thing about these two lovely ladies is they're twins, not just in genetics but also in mind, Tassie.
I know. This is cool.
They speak in sync when they speak. It's so cool. Have a listen to Waleed having an interview with them last night on the project.
Clearly, speaking in unison is a thing that you do. How?
Yeah, that's right.
How does this happen?
well, it just happens and we don't know why, but we have tried to talk separately, but we're not ourselves. It's not us. And it's very hard. And and we don't care about the critics. We tell people, if you can't stand listening to us, simply just switch off the TV.
Don't switch off the radio, though.
No.
Because, Tassie, I want to see whether you need to be genetically linked to be able to speak in unison or if you just need to have done a radio show together for 18 months.
Okay, the way they kind of work, as I was listening there, one will start the sentence and then the other will join in, a couple of words in.
Okay.
So let's do that so that we're not just having a start from nowhere.
Okay.
You give me a platform, I'll jump in with you and we'll see if we can do the whole sentence.
Okay. Hello. Yesterday,
I went to the shops
and I bought some broccoli. I got you there.
Damn it. Got me with
you
the leanie.
You had a 50-50 chance. And I gotcha. Not bad, though. I think we did quite well for
the most
part.
Did you want to say broccoli and you changed it? Because you thought I'm going to do a little misdirect here. You did, didn't you?
No.
Okay.
I would never try and catch you out. That's not me.
Okay. I'll start this time.
Okay.
Oh, this is pressure. It's pressure.
You can say literally anything in the world.
Okay. Awesome. My
favorite piece of stationery is the scissors and the
toothpick.
What? See, I didn't want to be...
I can say whatever I want.
No, but I didn't want to be in sync with you because that was a stupid sentence.
But you said I could say whatever... All right, one more. You start it.
Okay.
You can say whatever you want. Doesn't have to make sense.
Okay. The West Coast Eagles are the...
Terrible.
No!
Oh, sorry. Can't win a game.
Best team in the AFL. Or they will be when
eventually
they start to win. Nailed it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We are Artist Ellie and Artist Taz. We're setting ourselves a goal for 2025. Tazzy?
Yeah, we want to buy a show rickshaw, but we need the money. So we've got our eye on the prize, a Sunshine Coast National Art Prize. It's $25,000.
Mm.
Unfortunately, we're going to need some help.
We are indeed. I failed Year 8 Art. You are
better than me.
In art. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're probably not up to scratch. So we've called in an expert, someone who is based in Mullaney, a Sunny Coast local, and has won the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize before, has been a finalist multiple times.
His name
is Peter Hudson. He joins us now. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
Now, Peter, you're kind of the Gandalf to our Frodo in this sort of situation. You're the wise one that has been there, done that, seen everything. We're just the little hobbits following you along for the journey. You've done this whole thing before and taken it out.
Yes, I have. Fortunately, I did one year, which was an amazing honour and very proud to be a Sunshine Coast painter. To take out the prize. That was great.
You're a painter. I feel like painter is the top echelon of the art world. You know, if you can paint, you're an
What's
artist.
What's the top three?
Painting, drawing.
Right.
And...
Crayons. Pete, look, she's getting a little off with the painting. Surely sculpting.
Yeah, but you can't sculpt for the art prize.
Sculpture, yeah. No. That's one of the great forms of art, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Statue of David.
Okay, all right. You don't need to show off. It's all right.
What do you think, what advice would you give to some up-and-comers in the art world to win this prize?
Oh, just believe in yourself and don't listen to anyone else. Just get a good idea and work your backside off.
Well, I reckon we've covered a lot of that, Tazzy. We don't listen to other people. We've got that box ticked.
I hardly listen to you.
We believe in ourselves, absolutely. That working our butts off, though, that's going to be the part to hold us back. We hadn't planned on doing too much of that. Peter, are you entering this year's prize, or are you effectively our competition as well as our mentor?
Well, look, I am planning to enter. I've made a painting specifically for the prize this year, and I don't normally do that.
Pete, if we end up taking this thing out, Pete, would you come on our show rickshaw when we launch it?
That's what we want to buy with our prize money.
I'd love to.
Great.
Is there anything Sunshine Coast that you think needs to be included, like a person or a landmark, or what do you think represents the coast the most?
Well, for me, it's the Glasshouse Mountains, and it always has been.
Oh, good one.
They're like sculptures. And
an idea, Taz. We could sculpt our own version of the Glasshouse Mountains and put them in the photo.
Well, maybe you could take your photo down there. Take all your Sunshine Coasters down there and take a photo of them down there.
That's
good
what I'm thinking. I think the Glasshouse Mountains has to be the backdrop.
Mm. I think
it's a great idea.
I knew we'd get inspired by you, Peter. I knew there was a reason we'd get you on the show. Thank
Bring
you so much for sharing your wisdom from a former winner of the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed you come close again this year, Pete, but not quite take it out because that's going to be our job, obviously.
Yeah, I know. I'll be behind you guys, that's
for
sure.
Of course.
I think Pete's going to be at the door going, "You shall not pass," in typical Gandalf form. Peter Hudson, thank you so much for joining us, former winner of the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize.
My pleasure. All the best.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
When I say city of love, what comes to mind?
Paris.
Yeah, some other ones?
Caboolture.
Okay.
No?
Maybe. Caboolture might be in the top 10.
Okay.
There has been a survey done of the top 10 most romantic cities in the world.
Oh, would you like some romance music?
Yeah, please.
Okay, how about this bad boy?
I mean, you... Yeah, that'll do. That'll do. So the city of love, or the cities of love, the top 10, two of them are Australian.
Stop it. Really?
How good is this?
Alex Head, where Tinder Hill is.
Surely. So there has been a study done by a swimwear brand set out to uncover the best city breaks for those who are in love. They've looked through the number of times attractions in those cities have been dubbed romantic by visitors on TripAdvisor.
Okay, so you have to be in love already to go there, or can you find
yes.
love there?
No, so it's mainly for couples going there, and it's the attractions that were saying, oh, this was a romantic getaway
right.
kind
okay.
of thing. So they're looking for the word romantic in TripAdvisor reviews. The top 10. Number 10 is Melbourne.
Yeah, I could see that, actually.
Number 9, Paris.
9th?
Yes.
Oh, Paris. Your marketing department needs to get better.
Dubai is 8. Las Vegas is 7.
No, it's not.
And give me a drum roll for number 6.
Oh, okay. Where's my drum roll?
No,
where's...
you know what? Get started.
Oh, okay. What about a... That's romantic. That sound effect.
Number 6, Brisbane. The 6th most romantic city in the world.
I'll take that. I agree. I have had some very romantic times in Brisbane.
Along the brown snake.
Yeah, you get the e-scooters that you can hire down there.
You love e-scooters.
And you scoot around on the boardwalks of South Bank.
Yeah.
Go stop off at Felons, get yourself a little beverage.
Yeah.
I think Brisbane's very romantic.
How much did Felons pay for that plug? It's very unnecessary.
I would like
plug
a discount at Felons,
from
to be
you.
Honest.
Top 5 for those interested is Rome, Toronto, Miami, New York, and then London.
London's not romantic.
London's
cold, wet,
is
dirty.
Is there e-scooters? Is there a Felons
there's
there?
There's not e-scooters in London, and there's no Felons. Also, Felons, if you want to collab, I'm your girl.
Please don't, Felons.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
5511919. Where is the most sunny coast location to take a photo?
It's a loaded question because there's a lot of big old landmarks in this land we live, Taz.
Nah, I think plant your flag somewhere, defend your hill.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it for you, sunny coast? We are trying to take the most sunny coast photo ever taken.
Mm-hmm.
People, location, products, bits and pieces, mascots, maybe the Ginger Factory mascot.
Oh, Ginger Factory,
things
if you're listening.
Like that.
Can we borrow Gingy? What do they call the mascot again?
Surely.
Surely it's
Gingy.
Sure,
you've taken a real hard guess, but I feel like you've hit the nail on the head. 5451919, where are we taking this photo?
Mm.
I've got a few that have come in through the socials. Can I read some out?
You may.
To give people the idea of kind of what we're after. Big cart track. Lou with a View's getting a little bit of love.
Lou with a View would be a good one before it gets demolished.
I was going to say, but it's got the scaffolding and stuff around it.
Mm.
So it's not in its best shape right now.
Could we ask them to, or we could pose the photo on the scaffolding.
Oh, yeah.
Give a bit of height, a bit of depth to the photo.
Yeah, because the scaffolding is the most sunny coast thing that we've got going on at the moment.
Well, we're in a period of development around the place.
I'm not going to give away too many. I want to hear yours, sunny coast. 5451919. Where should we take this sunny coast photo?
Yeah, let's go to Mel from Mooloola Valley. Mel, where do you think we should be taking this photo?
Okay, so I'm a pretty sunny coast local. I've lived here since 1981.
Okay.
And a couple of the iconic things to me on the coast are the Glasshouse Mountains and Pineapple. Anyway, down the Steve Irwin Way, just past the zoo, there's a service station. I just don't know the name of it, but you go down there and there's a dirt track. And when you go down this dirt track, you can get the most beautiful photos of pineapple plantations with the Glasshouse Mountains in the background. And I am not a photographer, but I go down there a little bit.
Yeah.
And when the sun's going down in the afternoon, it's absolutely magic. And I think it represents two iconic things from the Sunshine Coast.
Oh. I agree. I think pineapples have to be in the photo.
Yeah.
That is described, Mel. I'm trying to look on the map. I know approximately where you're talking. I just can't find the exact road, but I know there are a few there where everything just sort of lines up perfectly with a couple of the mountains.
It does. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it's where the service station is. That's just beyond the zoo. So, and then you turn left there, and then you go down there, and then there's dirt road. I just can't look for the street name because I'm driving.
That's all right. We can get Dr. Google onto it. Tazzy's good at Googling.
But it is absolutely magic in the afternoon and seeing the sun go down with those beautiful mountains and the pineapples. I just think it's perfect.
True. And on a day like today, it'd be a good sunset today.
Perfect submission, Mel.
Would be.
It is on the list.
Thanks, Mel. Great suggestion. We'll go now to Kane in Nambour. Hello, Kane.
Hello.
Where do you think we should take this photo?
I reckon Big Pineapple.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah. It's going to be hard not to.
Well, I mean, in that way, we can pop to Sunshine and Suns, get a quick little gin as well. And that's a Sunny Coast icon in itself, so that's got to be in the shot.
Ellie's trying to work out where the nearest gin distillery is in terms of where we go.
Yeah, the servo shot just before, don't think they serve gin.
No, they may not do.
All right, okay, great submission. Thank you. Anything else? Any other things on your mind?
No, not really.
Nothing can beat the Big Pineapple.
It's super iconic, super Sunny Coast. Thank you, Kane.
Thank you.
Let's go down the line now. Sky from Kurrumundi. Sky, welcome to the show. Where should we be taking the most Sunny Coast photo ever?
Oh, I reckon it has to be Mount Coolum.
Oh, wait, the top or the bottom? Oh, the top.
Yeah.
At the top. It's got to be at the top.
I mean, the aim is to get heaps of people in this photo, right? Because it's going to be a big class photo.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, Mayor Rosanna Natoli would climb to the top of Coolum for the photo and other, Sunny Coast identities?
I mean, I would.
You would? Yeah. Absolutely. You've got to get your steps in somehow.
Maybe we need to get Sky in the photo.
I mean, everyone could be crowding at the bottom. They just won't be seen as much, but you could definitely get a big shot of everyone.
Yeah, we might have to get a makeup artist to come up Coolum with us. So
how many people could you fit on the top of Mount Coolum? I think if you get 20 or 30, that's it. There's not much room, really.
True. Iconic, though. Great suggestion, Sky.
Love it.
Finally, Alana and Maddie, is that the two of you together?
No, Maddie's at theirs, and I just thought of a really good place.
Yeah, where?
You know Stringy Bark Road, Pete's Roundabout?
Yeah.
You need to stand there with the kangaroos behind you.
Oh, some kangaroos would be good to have in it.
And Pete's Roundabout, because he was always there waving to everyone, and Sunny Coast is friendly, so there you go.
Oh. Super local, putting Budrum on the map.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I love it.
Lots of
good suggestions. We're going to have to go back to the drawing board with this.
We are indeed. All right, keep them coming on the socials, though. 919CFM, hit us up.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Parents, and especially parents that don't mind going a little bit rogue, we need your help this afternoon because a mum has taken to the internet and said, look, we need your most unhinged mum or dad hacks. She says, I'm not talking about letting them run around naked and unashamed in the backyard. I mean the craziest hacks for parenting in the 21st century. Let me give you a couple of examples that have already been sent in. So 545-11919 to tune in and be a part of it. Marissa has said, my mum used to tell us she was allergic to loud noises. So when she was overstimulated, she'd just say she was having an allergic reaction. Until a doctor asked me one day when I was an adult if any allergies ran in the family, and I told him about my mum's allergy to loud noises.
No.
So good, right? That's going to get the kids to be
quiet.
Yeah,
absolutely. If you think you're inflicting pain on your parents.
What about this? Whenever it's bedtime and the kids are still stuck to Netflix or whatever, this mum changes the language to Greek or Polish and tells them they don't understand because they're too tired and it's bedtime. You're so tired, you can't even understand English anymore. Oh, it doesn't make sense. You're goodness, so tired.
That is gold.
545-11919. Parents, help us out. What's that hack that you've got that you don't mind sharing with the rest of the Sunny Coast? Have a listen to this one. My mum told me and my brothers if we hid from her in the clothing racks at stores and shops, mm-hmm, that the employees would take us and turn us into mannequins.
Oh.
Terrifying.
Not what you want. Donna in Mapleton, have you got a little parenting hack for us?
Well, I do, okay? When you're driving in a car, okay, there's nothing worse than a kid turning on the interior light.
Yep.
Okay. I used to tell kids, my now older ones, that if they kept turning it on, the policeman would come and take them away.
So my parents said this to me as well, that it's illegal to drive with it on. Is it not illegal?
No, no.
I thought it was illegal.
No, so I had my 21-year-old in the car with me the other day. She's, my 9-year-old has turned on the interior. She's gone, do that, it's illegal.
Yeah, I'm 33, Donna, and my parents told me it as a kid and yep, I thought it all these years.
Same.
Wow, we are learning something
well,
new today.
You don't see people driving around with it.
Yeah, well, so it makes it's sense a, that it's illegal.
Totally.
It's blind. It's distracting for the driver.
So yeah, good, Donna.
Let's go to Trudy in Kaluan and tell us about your parenting hat. Trudes?
Well, I was a young mum, and so I was a single mum as well. And when Mr. Whippy used to come past and the music would play, I would say, I'm so sorry, but he's empty and he has to go and refill and he's just letting you know.
Oh.
Yeah, they turn on the music when the ice cream truck's empty. Oh.
So now as adult children, they're scarred from it. It's like, oh, my God, Mr. Whippy's empty. But they used to laugh, but they laugh about it now.
Was there ever a time when Mr. Whippy drove past not playing the music? Because you would have been screwed then.
No, it was always playing as it went past the house. I'm so sorry, kids.
Clever.
I don't know why he's driving down our little cul-de-sac street, but he's
exactly
empty. I don't know why. Doesn't
I know,
he just go straight
empty
back?
He
yeah
must live
yeah
on this
yeah
street.
Yeah, yeah.
Great one. We'll go now to Sarah in Sippy Downs. Have you got a parenting hack for us?
I do. It was actually used by my dearly departed mother-in-law. She told my kids and her other grandkids that she had a snake in her handbag, and so they would not go near her handbag to save their lives. My bag was the same, and everyone else's handbags were treated the same because they all had snakes in them.
Yeah, ladies walk around with snakes in their handbags.
Yeah,
sorry,
but
that's
a rite of passage.
Correct.
Totally.
For chicks.
Correct.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Love it.
That's
great.
Great
one, Sarah. Love that. Tazzy, when you and I have kids, we are.
I'm writing all these down.
Yeah, we're doing well.
Totally.
Alana in Sippy Downs, what's your parenting hack?
I'm only telling you because Maddie's not with me.
Okay.
What I do, I've put her headmaster's details in my phone with a different number. And every time she asks up on me, I just show her the name and I just go, Maddie, I'm calling your headmaster. I'm telling her what you're like at home. Absolutely craps. She just craps herself and just behaves. That's
fair. That's fair. Do you know what? I was at someone's house the other night and their kid was misbehaving
yes
and they actually had the Easter Bunny's phone number in
oh
their phone. So they, sure enough,
yep,
called the Easter Bunny and said, no Easter eggs for my kid this
cancel
weekend.
Cancel the chocolate. Instead, deliver it to Ellie Cheney's
yeah
house.
Yeah, exactly. I swooped right in. Hey, I'll take that call.
Ellie and Taz yeah on 91.9 CFM.
So there's a 105-year-old woman that's gone viral for sharing her unexpected secrets to a long life.
Oh, I hope this is one of those ones where she's like, drink a Coke Zero every day or something.
Well, that's what you are hoping for at this
right
point.
You're, oh, I can't wait for my interview when I'm 110.
You're
and
a
say,
third of the
you
way
do
through and you've downed about a bazillion Coke Zeros.
Yeah, one a day since year 9 pretty
would you
much
get it tattooed for a lifetime
well
supply of Coke Zero?
I'm a clean skin, so I don't currently have any tattoos. What?
Why can't you just say you've got no tattoos?
No, well, I want to...
You're
cool
like
term
a jailbird that's got to talk like that. You don't have to talk like that.
You're a clean skin too, bud.
Yeah, but stop... You,
yeah, I might get a tattoo of a Coke can. On the bottom of my foot, though.
Okay. Let's get back to business. The 105-year-old woman says her secret to long life is beer.
So I was close.
And staying single.
Yeah, so they always say that.
She stayed single for most of her life, and she says she has at least a beer, like, pretty much every single day. She's credited a daily glass of beer. Her choice, of course, is Guinness.
Guinness?
I don't know if that's beer, but that's what it says here.
I'm like, well, I don't really consider Guinness beer.
No. She's downing it like there's no tomorrow, though, in the picture.
And she's, okay.
Go get a Mavis.
Huh, that's my nana's name.
I've made it up. That was an old person name.
That's both of my nana's names.
You've got two Mavis.
Two Mavis, yeah. A pair of Mavi.
So, yeah, there's a 105-year-old woman. She says a secret to long life is beer and staying single. So if you're single and you love a beveragino, you're doing it right, apparently, according to old love.
I did a lot of that a couple of years ago. And I feel like my life did not get elongated as a result.
Oh, elongated. Yeah. Elon Musk.
No, okay. It got short-gated.
No, good.
Oh, yeah.
No,
and my sense of humour went down as well.
Well, news, sport and weather's next, okay. Thank God.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Creating the most Sunshine Coast photo that's ever been taken. That's our goal for the next couple of weeks, to submit for the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize.
People, locations, products, businesses, that's what we're talking about this afternoon. What are those items that are just Sunny Coast icons, hopefully made locally as well?
Earlier in the week, we put the call out for which Sunny Coast celebrities and personalities we could have attending the photo.
No one said you, funny enough.
I know, that's so weird. I'm going to probably be the one taking it. We reached out to Mayor Rosanna Natoli because her name was brought up.
Yep.
She got back to me yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
Said, hey, Ellie, I'm keen. Let my people talk to your people and we'll sort it out.
Sorry, Rosanna, but Ellie doesn't have people.
I know, I said, okay, I'll talk to your people. That'd be great.
I'll have my people talk to you.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no one behind Ellie.
Oh, so stay tuned. It is all coming together nicely. But right now we're asking for Sunny Coast businesses and products that we could include in the photo.
Things that scream Sunny Coast.
Yeah, let's go to Shorno in Mountain Creek. Shorno, what do you think we should be including?
It has most definitely got to be Your Mate's Brewery.
Oh, big old Larry.
Yeah, great.
You know what? I've got a couple of them in my fridge right now. I could just bring them along on the day. A
couple of Tillies. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. Them. What's your favourite of the Your Mate's brews?
Mine is actually Donny.
Oh, the darker beer.
Yep, not too many like it. And the only way I can explain it is it tastes dirty and it's delicious.
Is that on your Tinder bio, Shauna?
No, I'm a happily married man.
Good suggestion, Shauna. We've got to have Your Mates in it. Thank you. We'll go now to, who do we want to go to next, Tazzy?
Yeah, let's go to Sophie in Lansborough. Pretty sure it's Sophie. Hello, Soph.
Hello.
Hello. Have you got a suggestion for us of a business or product?
Yeah. I was thinking Nobby's, you know, the undie brand that's made on the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, I do. The underwear brand, they've got the place at the plaza in the middle there.
Yeah, Sunny Coast.
100% they're a Sunny Coast brand.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a great shout, Soph.
Oh, we could just have Taz in some undies.
All right, don't get too excited.
I wasn't. Sophie, you said that, not me. I don't know. What? Great suggestion. Thanks, Soph.
Thank you, Sophie.
Catherine in Nambour, who do you think we should be including?
I reckon it's Kenilworth Bakeries after the big photo shoot with the snake and the donut of their Irwins and all that.
Yeah, we could get one of their donut snakes.
Yeah, and need that long cream bun that they do as well. Brilliant.
Love it. Oh, God, we are going to consume a few calories on this day if we get all this stuff. The beers, the Your Mates beers, the donuts. Great one, Catherine. All right, that's a few for us, Tazzy.
Do I really have to be in underwear for it?
No, that was Sophie asked you to do that. So that's on her, to be honest.
Come add to the list as well, Sunny Coast. Head to our socials if you've got any suggestions or you want to plug a Sunny Coast business. 919CFM on Instagram. We're taking suggestions there.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. The highs and the lows of the week that's been.
Let's rewind, shall we?
CFM's Ellie and Taz. The highlight tapes. 3, 2, 1.
A 3-day working week. What a treat it's been. It seems we might be more intelligent the less we work, because there was a real science-y vibe to this week's shows. We kick things off by talking to an astrophysicist about the meteor that flew past the sunny coast. How big is it?
Like, realistically, probably smaller than a grapefruit. Most of the time when you see comets in the sky, they're tiny, tiny little objects, like small, like fingernail.
So yesterday could be, we can't rule it out, but it could be an astronaut's nail clippings falling back to Earth. Is that what you're saying?
We can't rule anything out, I suppose.
We discussed a new colour that's been discovered.
The new colour?
Olo. That's O-L-O. What they're calling it.
O-L-O. The new colour is called Olo.
Sounds like a laundry detergent.
That's Omo.
Oh, that's right. And tried to remember the ones that already existed. Red.
Roy Jibiv.
Yeah. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
Well done. Proud of you.
And we pondered over studies that had been released throughout the week.
When I say city of love, what comes to mind?
Paris.
Yeah, some other ones?
Kabulcha. Okay. And after the famous Sunshine Coast twinnies went viral again this week for talking in sync.
We have tried to talk separately, but we're not ourselves.
We tried to see if we had the same skill. Yesterday,
I went to the shops.
And I bought some broccoli. I got you there.
Damn it. Got me with
you
the leaning.
50-50 chance. But it's not just science that we did on the show this week. We also continued our journey to becoming artists for the Sunshine Coast National Art Prize. We spoke to a previous winner. What advice would you give to some up-and-comers in the art world to win this prize?
Oh, just believe in yourself. Don't listen to anyone else. Just get a good idea and work your backside off.
Well, I reckon we've covered a lot of that, Tassie. We don't listen to other people. We've got that box ticked.
I hardly listen to you.
We believe in ourselves, absolutely. But working our butts off, though, that's going to be the part to hold us back. And after deciding to make the most Sunshine Coast photo ever as our submission, asked for help on where to stage it.
You know, Stringy Bark Road, Pete's Roundabout, you need to stand there with the kangaroos behind you.
Oh.
I reckon it has to be Mount Coolum.
I reckon Big Pineapple.
And when you go down this dirt track, you can get the most beautiful photos of pineapple plantations with the Glasshouse Mountains in the background.
So stick with us next week as we continue on the journey towards artistic history.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.